the get-go. And while Adam Schiff made some very wonderful and I think correct comments yesterday in terms of summing up what's at stake legally and in terms of the presidency itself, the constrictions around this are, to my mind, appalling.
Now, the Senate chaplain has taken to the dais, and they are doing the prayer to begin the Senate session. This is a common occurrence, happens each day before even the Senate begins its regular work, with Chief Justice John Roberts standing just behind the chaplain. So that signifies to me that our time is short, Karen Greenberg, but let me ask you about these rules. They seem to be even harsher previously on Sunday night with the original rules proposed by Mitch McConnell, which was going to require the House and the defense to make their cases over 2 days, 12 hours each day. He has added a day for each side, so now it'll probably be 8 hours each day. And it's also allowed for the evidence from the House inquiry, impeachment itself, impeachment inquiry, to be automatically added to the record, where before he was going to require it to need a vote later on in the process. Was this a step forward?
Yes, this is a step forward, and hopefully it's a step of many, meaning that there's a time constraint here which has to do with the State of the Union. There's a sense that the Mitch McConnell and the Republicans want things wrapped up by the State of the Union so that Trump can say that this is behind him. With each one of these hours, days, and issues that is outside the rules and that can add more time, you're going to see that tension get even greater. And so I think it's very important. It's also important, forgetting the optics of it, it's very important for the legitimacy of it. As they begin to introduce documents, even though it's after the opening statements, this will become a different kind of hearing and actually turn into a trial and could be extremely important. And so he's opened the doorway to that, and we'll see what else has to come.
They are now doing the Pledge of Allegiance. We're not going to air that either. But we are speaking to Karen Greenberg. This might be the last chance to actually give your full bio, who's the director of the Center on National Security at Fordham University School of Law. She is also author of the book Rogue Justice, The Making of the Security State. Of course, Karen Greenberg, we'll have you back throughout over the next few weeks, probably a number of times, to talk about this impeachment trial. Any last word? We probably have 5-10 seconds. Any last words you want to get in here that you'll be looking out for today?
Yes, the degree to which the issue of evidence and witnesses comes up in these statements.
All right. Now, stay on the line just in case they don't roll right into this. This is John Roberts. Let's hear what John Roberts has to say.
If there is no objection, the journal of proceedings of the trial are approved to date. No objection, so ordered. The sergeant at arms will make the proclamation.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
That's the Sergeant at Arms for the Senate. Karen Greenberg, we are going to say goodbye to you. Thank you.
Thank you.